Federal health officials recently came out with state guidelines for home and community-based services. Additionally, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services just issued a report to lawmakers on long-term care. It supports expansion of Wisconsin's adult long-term services program called Family Care. 15 counties are without it. The state report says community-based supports help people maintain better health and independence. It says this is also one way to bend a rapidly increasing cost curve. Beth Robleski is the state's deputy administrator in the Division of Long-Term Care.
We do, by and large, have a lower cost for individuals than our historic system. And a big part of that is that we're looking at how we can support people in their own homes as long as safely possible. That said, it's not true that every single individual costs less to support in the community. We may have to put more safety measures in place for some people who have really complex needs.
In its report, the Department of Health Services projects that within 7 years, the cost of operating family care will be less than the cost of maintaining other long-term care services. However, it notes overall cost for those services will continue to rise due to inflation and population increases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.